Well, the style of the 1950s is one of extremes, conservative at one end and glamorous on the other. Joining us now, Valerie Steele, director and chief curator of the museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology, and Joel Warren of the Warren Trocomi Studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Valerie, let me begin with you by bringing out our first model, which is what a mom looked like in the 50s. Tell me what was going on historically that would influence the fashions that we saw then.
This is the Cold War period, so it's conservative, conformist, but it's also the revival of the French haute couture. So there's a lot of elegance and glamour.
And Joel, looking at her hair and her makeup, those red lips, tell me.
Well, the red lips were, everybody wore red lips. Eyebrows were very prominent. Everybody penciled them in or they shaped them. But when it came to hair, it was really influenced by Hollywood. You had famous brunettes in Elizabeth Taylor, Audrey Hepburn. Think about the most famous blonde, who was Marilyn Monroe. On the cover of Playboy, she became blonde, and boom, she became the biggest star of all. And then, of course, with hair color, who else can you remember but Lucille Ball? How great was she?
Yes.
I mean, she really made a statement. But it was all influenced by Hollywood, the hair. Mm. And this is what we call the poodle cut.
Very glamorous. It looks so beautiful.
And look at that waist. It's a real hourglass shape. That's Dior's look.
They were so skinny then, too. Okay, thank you. Let's bring out our next look, which is what a father figure looked like in the 50s. That's a pretty hip father.
Yes, a hip and casual father. If you imagine him going to work, he'd be the man in the gray flannel suit. But they've styled him as if he were going to an outdoor barbecue in the backyard in suburbia.
And Joel, he has a little bit of shadow on his face.
A little bit, but no, most men were clean shaven, but I think he's more reminiscent of Paul Newman. I mean, he was a brooding actor. You know, you had Marlon Brando. You know, it really was a time when men became more emotional.
Yes.
You know, and it really played in the way they looked.
Well, you have to remember, too, though, because of the conformity, there was once a man's clothing advertisement that said, "Dress right, you can't afford not to." The idea that people were watching you in every
and judging.
Occasion, judging.
Trey, thank you. Let me bring out the younger looks, what the young kids were wearing in the 50s. First, we have what maybe a teenage girl looked like. This I recognize a lot. Talk to us about this look,
Well,
Valerie.
She's the bobby soxer. You notice the little bobby socks instead of nylon stockings, the saddle shoes, that sort of sweeping skirt, cute little sweater. It's a very girlish look, and it's a teenage look. This is really important. So not dressing like the mom, but having her own style.
Joel, everyone had ponytails back then.
Ponytails, pigtails. You know, the older women were setting their hair, and the younger women were trying to do something different. So it was a little bit more casual. Just pulled up, easy going. The makeup was easy, clean, you know, not too much. The eyebrows were an accent. The lips were always red, not too shiny.
Yeah, because she's younger.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's bring out her counterpart, a teenage boy, and the look that he may have had in the 1950s. Greaser!
Yeah, this is the rebel look. Absolutely rebel without a cause. The blue jeans, the t-shirt a la Marlon Brando, the black leather jacket a la James Dean and Marlon Brando, the Converse sneakers. This is not the preppy look.
No,
this is the bad boy look.
Now, Joel, would you say that the teenager of the 1950s was the original metrosexual, since they put in hair products back then?
Yeah, you know, that's when the pompadour came very popular. It was called the coif, you know, but I think the person that influenced that the most was Elvis Presley. You know, and it was really rock and roll looking. They were rebels, James Dean. I mean, it really reminiscent of what they look like.
We have one final look to bring out, and talk to me about what this model represents. The glamorous evening look.
She's
this is only Hollywood
look.
Starlets?
No, this is a mixture of Hollywood and Paris haute couture, but it's a look that ordinary American women copied at all price points. So it's the very couture-y looking dress, lots of dressmaker details, and then the little mink stole. That was what everyone was aspiring to.
And Joel, just the final seconds.
This is Audrey Hepburn at her finest moment, you know? Just gorgeous, glamorous, Billie Holiday. I mean, it really was shorter and also had a lot of pieces, and she had a clip-on bang there.
I love that. Looks so good.
Accessorized.
Yeah. Yes. Valerie Steele and Joel Warren, thank you both. And we'd like to thank What Comes Around Goes Around for providing us with these beautiful vintage pieces.